Thank you. And first of all, I would like to thank the Fabian Society organizing together with FEPS, the Foundation for European Progressive Studies, this workshop. We have had already a very, very good cooperation last year, and I think it's a very good opportunity that we start with a debate of the role of Britain in Brussels. But when preparing a bit for that, I was a bit wondering why we are not saying, well, Brussels is already Britain, because we with our Brussels English, we will feel very, very bad if Britain will leave the European Union, because what will happen then with English language? So don't underestimate this. In a sense, will German come back? And I'm German, so will this come back? No, I don't think so. Will the French language come back? Okay, well, this is a bit starting on. But we need to enhance the debate about Europe. We need to enhance the debate about the benefits for Britain, but also the benefits for all of the citizens of Europe. And a lot has been discussed in the last years, for sure, for the euro crisis and so on. And I will not stick on that. I will just say, for me, there are some real benefits, and Emma already mentioned some of them, and Joe also started it. The first and foremost benefit of the Union, and also for Britain, I think, is the economy and is the business. And just one figure is showing this quite clearly. If you have 45% of UK goods exported to other European countries, and you have more than half, 51% of goods in the UK imported from the European member states, what the hell, this is a benefit for the British economy. If you have the problem then afterwards, if you're going out or if you're opting for out, that means the single market is not any more relevant for Britain. You can't say, I will opt out for Britain, and to hold the benefit of this single market and to keep the benefits of the single market. Also, if you look at the City of London is said that the City of London is a purely institution of London. No, it's a European market. City of London, most of the business, what they are doing, it depends on Europe. If you look, don't forget, for example, the Deutsche Bank from Germany is one of the city's largest employers. A lot of the French-speaking bankers also, they are working here in the City of London. So if Britain is voting out of the European Union, that means that this will shift either to Frankfurt or to London, to Paris. So this is also an argument to stay in. This is not to forget. Second thing, consumer protection. If you look, while we have a harmonized consumer protection at the EU level, if Britain is not part of the European Union, do you think that international suppliers will just look at the standard of, let's say, the tiny little Britain within the globalized world? They look what is the harmonized standard of the European Union. So this can also eventually, well, it's a bit of a risk, harm the consumer protection in Britain. And Emma already said this. I think this is a very crucial argument, and I would like to quote also my former chancellor, Helmut Schmidt, who recently in a speech developed that very, very clearly, and I think also your former prime minister, I don't know if it's still, we can still quote him, but I think so, Tony Blair also said this in a way. Europe has a shrinking and aging population, and we have to say that in a 20, 30 years' time, well, there is someone else coming on in the world. There is someone else who is in a way more powerful than we as the Europeans, or we as a single nation state. So the problem is, in this sense, well, we are together stronger. We are not strong if we are going back to our nation states. For sure, there are a lot of weaknesses. For sure, we have to discuss. For sure, we need serious discussion to reform elements of Brussels and to reform also some institutions and so on. But this is also a question for us as progressives, for us as social democrats, for us as people from the Labour Party. We are facing now 2013, a pre-electoral year, for the European elections in 2014. 2013 is decisive also for a lot of national governments within Europe. Firstly, we will start with Italy in February with the national election. There is a good chance that left will win. Secondly, we will have in July in Bulgaria elections. There is also a chance that we have, a progressive government in Bulgaria. We will have in my country and in Austria elections in September. Let's hope that Peer Steinbrück, the candidate, will recover, where we had yesterday very, very bad results in the polls. Nevertheless, and then the European elections 2014, and then, hopefully, I do hope so, in 2015, a new Labour government in Britain. But what does this mean? This means that we will have again a kind of a real stake in shaping European policies. And I will not be in a position, I will say, when, let's say, in 20, 30 years' time, we will say, well, there was again a chance for the left in Europe in the 2015, 2020, 2025, and they have not done the utmost that the European continent can have a better and a fairer place within the world and also for the people in the different countries. This is a bit my plea for this Europe, which I really, well, as somebody who is heading a European foundation, is likely. So for me, Europe is not a problem. Europe is the solution. And I do hope that 2013 will be a year of discussing thoroughly the benefits of the European Union. Thank you very much and Happy New Year.